Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus, our soon coming Savior. This is your Bible teacher of the air speaking, J.W. Bradhall, and giving you a hearty welcome to the continued ministry of the precious and the holy Word of God. We have had great joy in presenting in preceding messages the future program of God for the church. And now we commence a series in relation to the future program of God for the nation of Israel. May I read the scripture beginning in chapter 7 and verse 1 of the book of the Revelation as we take up the consideration of a future godly remnant of Israel. We read the words of John the Apostle as he writes, chapter 7, verse 1 of the Revelation, is saying, "And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephilim, 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. And of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his precious and holy word. May I recapitulate our thoughts concerning the preceding ministry that we have followed regarding the future program of God for the church. We have emphasized, and we re-emphasize it, that God's future program for the church is to take it out of this world to heaven above. May I repeat that? The true church of our Lord Jesus Christ, all born-again believers, washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus, redeemed unto God by the sacrificial death of God's dear Son, regenerated by the Spirit, all true believers will be taken out of this world at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ for his church. I would reemphasize to my listeners, do not expect the church to stay on the earth. It may be taken out of the earth today. I know not, and neither does any other man. But God's word teaches the imminent return of the Lord Jesus for his blood-bought bride. Now, when the church has been taken out of this world, God will have need for another testimony. For God has never been without a divine testimony upon the earth representing him. And when the church has been completed and removed from the earth, then God will have another testimony comprised of a godly number of Israelites, of whom we have read in the 7th chapter of the book of the Revelation. We know that when the church is taken out of this scene, there will come upon the earth, as described in the book of the Revelation and many other scriptures, a time of greatest trouble and disaster that will comprise the visitation of God's divine judgments upon an ungodly scene. But in the midst of that coming crisis, a crisis that will be a crisis for the nations as well as Israel as a nation, the prayer of Habakkuk will be answered. For in the book of Habakkuk, the little prophecy written by Habakkuk the prophet long ago, in chapter 3 and verse 2, we have these words of the prophet saying, a prayer, O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known, and in wrath, remember mercy. And beloved, we have read from the 7th of Revelation, a parenthetical portion of this book, that after the pouring out of some of the judgments called the seal judgments, God reveals in our chapter which we have read a numbered complement of 144,000 out of the tribes of Israel who will be sealed as his servants in that day and who will also fruitfully bring a multitude of Gentiles to be comforted and blessed and take their place in the coming kingdom upon the earth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in his millennial reign. Now we have noted in the reading of our 7th of Revelation that God commands four angels who were standing on the four corners of the earth, four angels who were holding the four winds of the earth, he commands that they should not begin their visitation of judgment on the earth or upon the sea or upon any tree. Symbolically, there is no question of doubt, the earth could well represent the nation of Israel itself, and it does in the book of the Revelation. And the sea represents the nations of the earth symbolically. And the tree can represent the individuals upon the earth. But God forbids the visitation of judgment by the winds that are controlled by these angels until, as John declares, another angel ascending from the east, possessing the seal of the living God, cries with a loud voice to the other angels, the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, and he commands the four angels, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Beloved, here we may recognize that there is a delay in the judgments that must and will come until there is separated for God a company of servants sealed for his divine purpose. This company, my beloved friends, represents and will be a Jewish godly remnant that will possess the divine testimony of Jehovah upon the earth after the church has been taken away. Now, may I remind my listeners of two or three facts. As long as the church is upon the earth, no one can be saved for a special Jewish relationship. When a Jew believes on the Lord Jesus today, when a Gentile believes upon the Lord Jesus today, that Gentile and that Jew lose their relationship, as it were, in the sight of God. And they come into the church. And all redeemed Jews and Gentiles during the church age, they belong to the body of Christ, which is the church. There can never be, and there never will be, two separate divine testimonies upon the earth at the same time. God will keep the church here until he is finished with it. Then he will take it out of the world. Then he will begin a separate testimony of a Jewish character once more. Now we have the origin of this testimony, comprised of the 144,000. And as we have read, they are the same remnant of Israel, sealed by God, 12,000 from each tribe. Listen to the words of the angel. I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. And as we have read, there are 12,000 from each tribe. May I repeat, my beloved friends, these Jehovah's Witnesses are not on the earth today, as recorded in the 7th chapter of the book of the Revelation. But God will, after the church has been taken out of the earth, he will again deal with Israel nationally. And these servants will be sealed by him and sent by him to the nations as his special messengers in the place of the absent church. And these witnesses will be set apart for their ministry before the great tribulation begins upon the earth. My beloved, may I remind you again, God will have a future godly remnant of Israel after the church has been taken from the earth to heaven. Keep that clear in your mind, and God willing, in our ensuing messages, we shall follow the teaching through. Shall we pray? Father, make thy word clear to the hearts of all who hear it, in our Savior's name for his glory. Amen.